Hi, this is Joel.
Oh, hi, Joel. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, Joel, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on that first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
I sure have, yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, you'll get the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of results in there, but on that first page, it's a short list. There's just a handful that'll fit in each neighborhood. Does that sound familiar?
Let me give it a try. Let's see. Let's do an experiment here.
Okay. So,
are you guys a marketing agency?
Yes. So we're one of Google's channel partners. So this would be listing you directly on Google when somebody does a search for, say, like water damage restoration or any of the variations. We would list you on Google. Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah. Let me get into here because I was actually just working on my Google Ads campaign keywords. We haven't launched yet or launching this week, and so I'm just fine-tuning some things on my...
Oh, the Google
that.
Ads.
What's that?
The Google Ads, right? The sponsored? The pay-per-click ads?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah,
if you like the idea of something like the Google Ads, you'll love the Google Local only because, well, with the Google Local, you don't have to pay per click or per call or per lead. You get more keywords, and then you'd never rotate like you do with the sponsored. So with the Google Ads, you know, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not. It's a bidding system, right, based on the time of day and how many clicks you've received and a whole bunch of other stuff. But the Google Local, it's right below that where the map pops up. Do you see that? I know you're about to do the search there.
Okay, so let's try something here, okay? So what should I do in order to see the service that you're talking about?
Okay, so are you sitting in the 84043 right now?
I'm sitting in the 84043.
Okay, so to do a search, I did a search because I'm not there, so I did a search from the center of that zip code. So I just typed in water damage restoration in Lehigh, Utah, 84043. So you should be able to just type in water damage restoration near me, and we should get the same results.
Okay. Yep, I'm looking at a page here. I've got sponsored water damage repair, some, you know, like what? Utah Water and Fire, Prime Restoration is the top two. Then I've got some sponsored stuff, Paul Davis, DirtPro. Then a little bit further down, I have the map.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly where it would be, that
yep.
map.
Okay.
And,
yep.
I mean, we can do the sponsored too, but the hard – with that, you can do any time. You know, you can do that on your own. But the hard part about getting into the local listing section through a Google Channel partner is there has to be a position available in that area in order to get there. So when a position opens up in a given area, all of the Google Channel partners are notified. So today, we are all calling through that area to fill that open local listing position there. Once that position fills there today, they require us to stop all of the calls to the area, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of the same services. But they have to be in, so like with these, they can't see you in Los Angeles like they can with the sponsors, if you were to set it up that way, I mean. But with the local listings, they have to be there in order to see you. That's what it's designed for. How far are you typically traveling for the work?
Okay, so we're not servicing 84043. I live in 84043, but my son is over in the Denver area, and he's just south of Denver in Inglewood. That's where we're launching the business. He's and
oh, in Colorado.
And yeah, so he's 80113, I want to say, something like that.
80113. Okay, and he lives there, so he has an address where he can receive a piece of mail. Not that we would list it, but he could receive a piece of mail there.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got offices in Boulder. They're kind of bogus offices, but it's where I registered the company through, and there's an office in Boulder that has that basically it's a hard street address. He lives in Englewood, just right off of Broadway.
Okay. And then, so will he be servicing the whole Denver area?
Yeah, and the surrounding counties as well.
Okay. So are you new in business? Is that why you're launching the Google Ads now?
Yes. We just grabbed the equipment. He's working for a restoration company today. But we're going to start our own company, and we're going to start it over there.
Very nice. Okay. Okay, great. And then I was looking for a website for you, and I think I found maxwellrestoration.com. That's accurate, right?
That's it.
Looks like you've done some work on that. Okay, great. Well, and what I can do, Joel, is pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there, and then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. For the Google Local, does that sound good?
Yes, that sounds good. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I tried to add my business to basically Google Maps, right?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I got a rejection because we think this is fraudulent activity or whatever. And based upon the comments, I guess it's fairly regular, but I went to adjudicate that by sending them, you know, my state registration and my federal TIN, you know, my taxpayer ID number, et cetera. And I haven't heard back from them. So it's right now, if you were to Google Maxwell Restoration, you know, 8011, you know, or 80113 or whatever, right, in Colorado, it doesn't show up on Google Maps, and I really want it to.
We can help with that.
As a business.
Yes, okay. We can help
That's
with that. So
I wondered if you could.
Yeah, we can fix that for you. As a Google channel partner, we submit more businesses to Google every day than anyone else in the country. So we can get you verified without all the snags you'll encounter when trying to submit on your own. I hear that a lot. And the good news too is you're new. So if you're new, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. You have to be a year and under in order to get that. So I'm grabbing Paul. He's my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And I'm letting him know that it's Denver, the Denver area, not Utah. Okay, here he comes.
Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager.